Well, all right, everybody. Hope you've turned on your speakers so you can hear our narration. Again, we're coming up on our 7-year anniversary of kind of the marriage between Broadway Jake's All-Star Karaoke and Broadway Louie's. The reason we came up with Broadway Jake's All-Star Karaoke and the whole kind of Broadway Jake term came from was when we replaced Scott Shaw. They wanted people to, I mean, Scott had been here forever, and they wanted people to make sure that they knew that, you know, it was kind of something new. So we changed. I was going to just keep it All-Star Karaoke, which is a name my father came up with. And then we added the Broadway Jakes in there just so people knew that it was no longer under Scott's kind of administration. And what I did was I compiled photos from the last 7 years. Right from really day one to present day. And it's kind of a cool trip down memory lane, and I'm going to tell you about some of these photos that you're looking at. In the very first row, you see the second picture in is Jessie. It's a really young-looking picture of Jessie. She was one of our very first co-host. She used to help me out on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays my first year here. And, boy, we got into a lot of trouble. It was probably best that she's out doing her own gigs at this point because her and I together were pretty crazy. The fourth picture in is Chris. He was our very first ever Carolina Opry winner. That was something that Jesse helped set up through the Carolina Opry. That was our first main contest in 2004, and Chris was our first winner for the Carolina Opry. Second row, the first picture is Kimberly. She was also one of our hosts. She was helped out when Jesse couldn't. Also in that same row, fourth picture in, you see a young version of Wes, myself, and Phil, some of our old bartenders, and Wes is still here. Third row, you see a second picture in, you see a young Ziggy and Wes and Jesse. Also in the fourth picture, you see JJ, who is no longer with us. He's hanging out with Carissa, and he used to be here all the time. He was a good, loyal local. In the fifth row, the last picture is a picture of Jessica Rain. She's from Pennsylvania. She was one of the tourists that came down and competed in the Talent Quest contest, and she won the whole entire thing out there at Laughlin, Nevada the year after she qualified at our place, which is pretty cool. The next row down, the third picture in, is the night the Red Sox finally broke the curse of 86 years and won the 2004 World Series. This place was packed with Red Sox fans. Pretty cool night. One of my favorite moments here. The row below that, you see a bunch of Halloween pictures. You see kind of a funny one of Jimmy Jams and his wife Jennifer kind of cross-dressing there. Row below that, you see Jason. I can't think of his last name. Miriam, do you know Jason's last name?
Is it Jason that plays in the band?
Yes.
Jason Moore.
Jason Moore, that's what it is. Second picture in, Jason Moore. I haven't seen him in a long time, but he was... a regular top three finisher in almost every major contest we had. Fourth picture in is Wolf. He used to help out Scott Shaw back in the day, and I think he even did the karaoke corner for a little bit. And then the last picture in that row is Tony holding up his award for Loyal Local Award. Row below that was Big Wayne, who, he's like a kind of a Wilmington legend. He used to just be unbelievable in contests. He was so tough to beat. Two pictures over from that is Dangerous Doug holding up his award for Song Performance of the Year, Mr. Roboto. Row below that, you kind of see a younger version of myself with Mrs. K for her award for Song Performance of the Year. I think that was 2004 as well, which was Love Can Build a Bridge. Also see a great picture, two pictures over from that Miss K photo with myself of Dangerous Doug and his wife and David Grabtree and his wife. And David's wife is no longer with us, but they used to come down as couples all the time. They were a lot of fun. Came in from Raleigh. Two rows below that, you see some funny Halloween pictures. And then the row below that, you see the first picture in. You'll recognize Shane and Jimmy. And then if you go two pictures over, it's kind of the old table number 9, which is what we used to call them. I'm not even sure. I believe Teresa gave him that nickname. Table 9, and it was just just the loyalist group of locals. They were here like every night, and now when I think about how far Jimmy drives, It's just amazing. They were here all the time. And it was consisted of Joni and Jimmy and Shane and Jennifer and Kevin and just a lot of people. There's a lot of people I'm leaving out. JJ, there's just a lot of people that used to come here all the time. Good group of locals. And Brandon, of course. Everybody got older. The row below that, the second picture in, is one of my favorite pictures and definitely top three moment. It's when Chaz, who passed away in 2009, he won the Carolina Opry, and that's a picture of him giving Teresa a big hug after we had just announced he had won. He just was so emotional and so grateful, just one of the best unscripted moments on stage. I thought it was really cool. And again, he is no longer with us, but boy, he was just a good guy to have around. He even did the karaoke corner for a little while as well. Let's see here. If you go the row below that, that was Jackie's, the third picture in. That's Jackie's first hosting picture. Jackie was with me for a couple of years, and she was easily one of my most dependable employees. She was here for a long time. The picture right next to her, the fourth picture in, is actually Kelly Sloan, who is currently Miss South Carolina, and she's won a couple contests here as well for singing, so clearly she's multi-talented. Two pictures over from her is a Big Eric. The row below that, you see a house down there, which is Eric's brother. You see a young version of Wild Man Bill, which is pretty funny. That's the way Bill came in here, and I'll talk about Bill in a little bit. And you've got Julie and her husband, Walter, who are regulars. Go to the row below that. I like that picture, the second picture in of Chaz and Kelly Sloan. And then two pictures over is Danny Joe, who has just lost a couple of bets in this place, which is pretty funny. So that was one of them. If you look at the last picture in that row, you'll see him in a baby pool. He's covered in feathers. We tarred and feathered him after he lost a bet. I said the Vikings would finish further ahead than the Chicago Bears. And so when he lost, he had to get tarred and feathered and sing Freebird on stage. The picture right before that is actually Ian Guerin, who is now kind of renting out some equipment from me and doing his own gigs as well, but that's him and his wife before they were married. If you go the row below that, you see a long-haired Miriam, third picture in. Miriam, you're looking young there.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah. If you go the row below that, the first picture, you'll see Dominic and his wife. But if you go to the second picture, you'll see all these lights kind of on the stage. And that's one of our, that was right when we first got our Mania lights. When I first got here, we had four can lights over our head. And I even thought that was a big deal when I first started coming here and singing during Scott's days. And I just wanted the stage to be I just wanted so much more for the singers. We actually invested. We have eight lights, and they run around $1,500 to $2,000 a piece. So you can imagine what we have in lights here, and that was kind of our first day of testing them out. So we took a photo there. Two pictures over from that is one of my other favorite photos, which is Julie, who also lost a bet. So she had to sing in a Red Sox jersey, which for her was that was pretty bad. Row below that, you'll see an unrecognizable Colin, a very young Colin. Colin has dropped a few pounds, so he looks a lot different now, but it's a little baby face Colin right there. Let's see here. Row below that, you've got Ben, Jesse, you've got Bill and Carolyn celebrating their 65th birthday. You go the row below that, the second picture in, and the way you can find the row is the first picture is Jesse and I, and I'm wearing a yellow shirt. But the picture right to the right of it is Bracey. That was the first picture I had ever taken up here on stage. And you can actually tell how long ago it was because if you look in the background, you can see Scott Shaw's wheel of whatever the hell it was and his shower curtain hiding spot. I mean, he had the craziest props. And that's actually Bracey, and that was a few days before we took over, and that was one of the very first photos that were ever put on the website. And that was technically still in Scott Shaw's administration. If you go, let's see here, a couple rows below that, you're just going to see some Christmas photos of the staff. We obviously have some new people. that came in the last couple of years, people like Amanda, Joanna, Paul. Go a row below that, and you're going to see the third picture in. You're going to see AC singing to a man. She is, she was also one of our very first champions. She also won the Carolina Opry contest. She might have won the Talent Quest contest as well.
She won Talent Quest.
I think she won every contest she ever entered. The fourth picture in is one of my absolute favorite things from the first year, and I'll be the first to tell you that we probably drove Teresa crazy in the first year, and thank God she stuck with us because we drove her nuts. But one of the funnest things, and I can certainly understand why we don't do it anymore, but one of the funnest things from the first year, as you can see in pictures 4 and 5, was we used to have these drinking contests on stage, and we would get like a couple of cups of beer and make them drink it through a straw and then do like 10 sit-ups, and people would almost literally fall off stage. It was one of the funniest things. And people used to all crowd the stage and take pictures, and then it just got to a point where it was just so out of control, we had to stop it. The row below that, this is an old school row right here. The second picture in, you see Brittany and Amy. Amy was, she was here in 2004, and Brittany left a couple years later. Brittany actually sold me my house. She was a waitress who got a real estate license and sold one house, and that was mine.
Nice.
The fifth picture in was Jason. He was another one of our bartenders. And then the last picture there is one of the few pictures you'll see of Michelle, and she was managing here a long time ago, and that was kind of the whole crew, just one of our very earliest staffs during Teresa and I's time here. Row below that, you've got some people like Haley and Shane and some of the just earlier photos in 2004. You have a very interesting young-looking Jennifer there in the last picture as well. The row below that, the very first picture is PJ's birthday party and a lot of the people PJ brings. PJ, she's obviously kind of, I'm going to give her credit. She's extremely loyal to the shows that she goes to. And I know she's a country girl and she likes those country bars. But she has been really good to our show. She's brought a lot of talented people over to our contest, people like Jesse and who've just won a contest recently. She's brought a lot of people over to our place, which is pretty cool. Fifth picture in is you'll see me bowing, wearing a Derek Lowe jersey. That's the last out of the Red Sox game, and I was praying to the gods. Row below that, you see a picture of Chandler, one of our old waitresses for a couple years ago. Also see a couple pictures toward the end of that row of our duets contest, which we had, which was pretty cool, kind of a fun thing. The row below that, you see the second picture in. It is a group of our softball team that represented Jake's All-Star Karaoke and Broadway Louie's, and that was actually our best year right there. We went about as deep as we've ever gone into the playoffs. Go the row below that, you see Bill winning his Loyal Local Award. I mean, you think about the people that we've met here at karaoke and the relationships that I've made with the people that I've met. Bill was just a karaoke singer. He turned out to be one of my best friends, despite the fact that he was 65 years old. He helped me build 2 different additions onto the back of my house and didn't charge me a cent. The guy literally changed my whole entire life. And if it wasn't for being here at Broadway Louie's and meeting him at karaoke, would have never happened. So it's pretty cool. Fourth picture in, I'm not proud of this one, but this was one of our Halloween outfits. Jackie is in her Red Sox outfit. Of course, she's a New York Mets fan, and I am a Red Sox fan, and I am head to toe in Yankees gear. That absolutely positively shocked a lot of people. And I was wearing that Halloween outfit in 2007, during a Red Sox World Series game. So
nice.
It was pretty nutty.
Now yeah. I see why you don't dress up for Halloween anymore.
Yes, exactly. picture below that, some pretty funny Halloween pictures as well, including Walt dressed as the Pope, which speaks for itself. you also got one of the very, right before that picture, you got one of the very first contest photos with AC and Jason and Kimberly and Corinne. That was quite a really good cast of karaoke singers. The next row down, got a nice picture of Mimi and JJ as well. Fifth picture in, you've got the Rochambeau tournament, which was awesome. I love it when the companies come in and they do the rock, paper, scissors. And that was me defeating Danny Joe for like the fifth time, whatever Danny Joe competed with me in.
Poor Danny Joe.
He ended up losing, yeah. Exactly. The row below that, some pretty funny pictures there. Also, the fifth one there is Sarah, who used to come up here. That was Tony's girlfriend, celebrating her birthday parties. We've had a lot of birthday parties in here. Row below that, the fourth picture in, you've got Brad over there from the Carolina Opry. He's one of the, I don't know what you call them, the clogging dancers. The guy's so talented, and it's fun when he comes up here and sings. Row below that, some interesting photos. You've got Jimmy Jam's Photoshop going on with me and Jeter standing next to each other. Of course, you got Johnny Fairplay from Survivor fame. He was up here, hung out on stage for a little while. Third picture in, you've got Jeff Gilmore from the Carolina Opry. The fourth picture, of course, is President Obama. When he was here, he gave a speech on our stage at Broadway. Probably the number one moment here during my time, at least at Broadway at the Beach, was President Obama, even though I'm not a Democrat, but just having him on stage doing a speech, which was pretty cool. That photo right next to it is also a photo from the very first month of our show. That was me singing to one of our waitresses. Can't remember her name. Started with a J.
I wasn't here
Janine
then.
Or something. And then the picture next to that, of course, is the chick from Jersey Shore.
J-Wow.
Yeah, and next picture down, of course, the guys from the Tool Academy. Third picture in is a special picture. That was Mimi and JJ getting married on the beach. They actually, only people that went to that wedding, it was so private, it was myself and my wife and Walter, Julie's husband, mm-hmm. was there taking some pictures. It was like three or four of us. It was the coolest thing. And again, JJ's just another guy I met right here at karaoke. We used to go golf together, and he passed away as well in 2008, I believe.
Yeah.
So he is missed. Let's see, a row below that, you've got that's kind of our introduction to Margot, of course, who was an alternate. She didn't even qualify for the contest. She was an alternate, and then she went on to win the whole entire thing, which is a pretty good feat right there. She came up and stunned everybody, and it was fantastic. And of course, her and her husband they're always a good time when they're here. The last picture in that row is Cassidy, and she was another one of our hosts. She followed Jesse, actually. She was Kimberly was more of a part-time thing, but Cassidy was the second full-time host, and she was here for a full year until she met one of our door guys, Mike, got engaged and got married.
Nice.
So she's about the sixth person that's met their wife inside of Broadway Louis. The first time I ever had a conversation with my wife was here in Broadway Louis. You had Cassidy do the exact same thing, which is kind of cool. Row below that, you've got the third picture in. That is another old picture. You've got Bree there. Of course, she's long gone. Long gone. It's kind of a funny photo there. And then the fifth picture in, you've got my wife, who I barely even knew there, and JJ. And what the heck is her name? I don't know. Michelle. Those two giving JJ a St. Patrick's Day kiss sandwich. Got a very young Jess, Jen and Sarah right next to them, some of our locals. Next row down, you got Wes with what is a man dressed as a woman giving him a lap dance on stage. I miss those days. The fifth picture in, this is kind of quite a story, which everything at Broadway Louis is. This girl's name was Charity Fannin, and I met her here. And I started kind of dating her. Mm-hmm. And it turns out she was married to the mayor of Prestonburg, Kentucky.
Wow.
Yes. You haven't been threatened until you've been threatened by the mayor
by
of
a
Kentucky.
Mayor in Kentucky. Nice.
They are no longer together. Row below that, speaking of getting engaged and getting married here, you got Jamie, who's one of our